Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Troy Reamer of Red Clay Creative. Troy, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Troy so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Troy is passionate about helping people and businesses achieve their dreams of success. He has worked with hundreds of businesses to deliver value to their customers. With a background in finance and marketing, Troy dedicated the last few years to developing the website division of a marketing company in the Washington, D.C. area. His successes led him to focus in on those skills with Red Clay Creative. Troy believes that hard work, communication, and integrity are integral to any relationship and strives to help businesses with those core values at his foundation. Troy, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you to get started with your business?
My CEO story. Maybe I should have had the questions sent to me beforehand. Honestly, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's kind of funny. I wanted to be a copywriter in college, and I was a marketing major. And then I thought it was too vague, so I switched to finance because I'm like, this makes sense, and it seems to be harder for the other people in my class, so I'll do this. And then, like, I was a financial advisor for a few years, and after that, my friend was like, hey, you know business stuff, you know, finance and things. Do you want to help me run my marketing company? I was like, that sounds awesome. So it kind of came full circle, you know, mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think I was going to end up in marketing after all that, and you know, I guess I couldn't fight the creativity side of me. And so that's kind of how I ended up with Red Clay Creative. We worked together for a couple of years, me and my friend John, and then we decided to split, go separate ways. We just had different ideas on where we wanted to take the company. And now I couldn't be happier. I think we're both going to be more successful because of it.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. And just like you said, you know, you can try to move away from stuff sometimes, but it's like a magnet, whether, you know, you hide from it or not, it can kind of pull you right back to where you're supposed to be, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's funny how that is. I don't know why it is, but it is.
Yeah, just don't fight it, just go with it. So I appreciate you for doing that. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper here, a little bit more about Red Clay Creative. Can you take me through exactly what you're doing, how you're helping some of the clients that you're working with?
Yeah. So with Red Clay Creative, what I learned from the marketing agency is, you know, we were doing a lot of different things. We were doing ads, websites, logos, videos, photos, pretty much everything on marketing, everything under marketing. And what I learned from that was that people got the most joy and we had the best retention from the design work and the website work that we did. And that was actually the stuff that I liked doing the most. So when I started Red Clay Creative, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to hone in on a few key services, design and websites. And, I try and keep it simple. That's what it says on my business card, websites plus design. But basically we do all kinds of marketing material design, website design, and then we actually do the development as well. But we try to stay in that wheelhouse. We have plenty of people that we refer out for other types of work. And then sometimes marketing strategy falls under there, but I'd say we stick to the branding stuff.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And have you found like there has definitely been, you know, successful for you and your team as far as being able to kind of hone in on those core services and services that you feel like you guys excel in?
Yeah, it has. I mean, it makes it easier because you're not trying to do too much. Yeah. It's like, okay, maybe 1 week we have two logo projects and a website project, but it's not like we are trying to film a video, go out to location, and then design a logo, you know, on the side while we're there.
While doing Facebook ads.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're not doing too much, and I think that just gives us a little bit more clarity, and we become better experts at the work that we're doing.
Yeah, and I always thought, you know, that was the true, you know, way to reach, you know, mastery is to continually kind of chop at the tree in the same exact place and continue to mine and hone your craft. Because I think, just as you said, and we kind of touched on, is a lot of times when you are, you know, chopping on this side of the tree, then you're going up a little bit higher, chopping in that side, and then the other side, and then going over to another tree and chop that. It's hard to really start to see that kind of the fruits of your labor, so to speak.
Yeah, because you're just kind of gnawing at it, if you will. Yeah.
Absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And you might have already touched on this, but this is for you or your organization. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
So I think it's empathy. You know, in order for us to really understand who our client is and who they're going after, we have to embody that audience, or, you know, that mindset. So we're not just doing the same designs over and over again. We're actually delivering something that speaks to those people. And so I would say that's our secret weapon.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. And I know you kind of touched on and said the word, you know, branding, and definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like a lot of times when you have, you know, organizations and businesses, especially when you have like founding, you know, members that have a vision for what they want to implement with their organization, a lot of times that brand needs to take on exactly what that is and manifest mm-hmm. itself in the marketing materials and the website and things like that. But if you don't have that empathy to be able to look from their perspective, look from their shoes, then it's hard to really be able to kind of create that end product.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the benefit of working with us versus, you know, someone off of Fiverr. Mm-hmm. You know, someone off Fiverr, they can do a great job. You know, they could create this cool design, but it doesn't mean that it necessarily speaks to the client that you're trying to go after. And, you know, in a couple months, you may have another designer on Fiverr that just designs something random and different, and it's not cohesive. And you don't start to get recognized out in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, and definitely, you know, let me know if this is completely off, but I feel like when you do have those, you know, inconsistent, I guess, you know, graphics or marketing materials, it sends brand messaging, whether you want it to or not. And a lot of times when it's not consistent, it's not in alignment, sometimes it makes it very confusing to understand exactly what you do and what makes you unique.
Yeah, like our goal is, you know, when we design a business card, for instance, you hand that to someone and they're like, wow, this is cool. You know, you really put some thought into this. Right. And then they pause for a second at a networking event, and then you're remembered. And I don't know, that moment's important because they'll remember it when they pick it up the next day or a week later to follow up.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times that's, you know, what we're trying to do is all, you know, we're great at our craft and what it is that we do. But I think we always need kind of experts and people that are really great at their craft to be able to kind of communicate that. Because a lot of times we might be a great dentist or a great doctor or lawyer or whatever we do. But sometimes if we aren't able to showcase that, then it doesn't really help us out as far as driving that needle forward.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Awesome. 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 So, well, I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So there's one thing that I guess, speaking of habits, I have a list of habits that I track every day on my phone. And if I can get all of them, it helps me have like a really successful day. It sets me up for success the next day. So what I track is waking up before 7 a.m. You know, because if you get started off early, you're able to accomplish a lot more. You know, the first few hours of the day, you don't have as many people trying to steal your attention, and you can really focus.
Right.
And then I try and get to zero emails every day. I don't hit it every day, but I try, because that means I'm responding to everyone that needs to be responded to. I'm tackling things, letting my team know if they need to do something, or it's just not getting left behind or delaying. And then reviewing my project management tool, kind of a given, goes with the emails. Cleaning up around my house, because, you know, if you have piles of clothes just laying around or something, it kind of eats at you.
Yeah.
And you need to focus on your personal life too, in addition to your business life. And then exercising. So if I hit all five of those things, I have a great day. And so I track those on my phone. And that's, I guess that's my hack. But
nice. I definitely appreciate that. The Fantastic Five. I don't know if you call it that, but that's what I'm going to call it.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a good idea to me. Fantastic Five.
There you go. And it makes so much sense. And I love the fact that you talked about, especially that part about, you know, having, you know, a cluttered house or cluttered working area, because a lot of that clutter can infiltrate, you know, your business and your life, and you're thinking about it. So whatever time and energy you're putting towards the clothes that aren't folded or whatever that might be, it's taking you away from, you know, being your best self in the business and honing in on that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I just noticed that if I let stuff in my personal life bleed over into my work life, it just has an impact on everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I think, you know, you're exactly where you need to be, and just keep going after your goals.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it makes so much sense. And I appreciate you for sharing that with us, because I think a lot of times, you know, like, oh, if I, you know, life is sometimes like a, you know, a bunch of dominoes in order. And I think sometimes if you say, oh, I wish I would have moved that domino someplace else, that would mean that the next one didn't fall, the next one didn't fall. So anything, you know, that you're happy about or you feel grateful for in this day and age, if you took one of those dominoes or you adjusted it a little bit, it may not have the same impact that you have and put you in the place that you are now.
Exactly. I mean, how else do we get better at, you know, the things that we're trying to do? Practice, practice, practice.
Exactly. That makes perfect sense. And I think that that's a very big thing that we sometimes kind of miss out on is doing that practice and putting those hours and that time in order to do that and make that happen. So, Troy, I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on this show. So, Troy, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it means being accountable to the people on your team. You know, you wouldn't be in the position that you are unless you had the team around you. And so you really have to work for them to make sure that they're succeeding, in order to further the mission. You know, I kind of think of it like you're on a boat, and this is your crew, and you guys are getting to your destination or you're not. And so that's what I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of times, especially you like when you're rowing, you know, you have a whole fleet of people that are rowing. And if one person isn't rowing or one side isn't rowing, then all of a sudden you're going in circles. So you have to make sure that you're all in alignment. You're all doing the same movements towards the same path, because if you don't, then of course you're not going to get to the goal that you want.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Awesome. 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 Well, Troy, I truly appreciate your time. And what I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you, find out about all the awesome things that you're doing.
I don't know. I guess, like, the big thing that I'm working on right now is revamping our hosting. Mm-hmm. And so I want to get the word out about that. You know, we just upgraded to a new hosting platform that gives dedicated hosting to all of our individual websites. You know, you can get up to 20,000 monthly visits. And we're putting a lot of initiative behind that effort. Best way to connect with me would be on Instagram or LinkedIn. You can find me, Troy Reamer, Red Clay Creative. I think it's redclay_creative for the Instagram. But yeah, check out our website. Let us know what you think. And if there's anything that we can do to help your community, you know, refer it to our network. I don't know. Just reach out to me. Love to chat.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much again, Troy. I truly appreciate it. And what we will do is we'll make sure to have those links and information in the show notes as well, too, so that everybody can follow up with you. But thank you, you know, so much for the reminder, you know, to definitely, you know, make sure that, you know, we are all in alignment for one, but two, make sure we're honing in on our craft and what it is that we do best. Because I think sometimes we can lose sight of that. But I again, appreciate you. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say thank you, to you, you know, for taking the time to interview, do these interviews, and then also, you know, helping me out with finding a designer, you know, for one of my clients. You really came in clutch, so I appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.